أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He instructs the affluent people in a community, in a city, in a country to do good deeds through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and through other means. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا, they fall into sin, into acts of disobedience, and as a result, the other people within the community, looking at them as examples, fall into the same acts of disobedience and sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it now becomes due for that village or that community to be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in ayah number 18 of surah to Banu Israel, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ. Allah says, the one who wants al-ajila. Al-ajila means he is only concerned and he only works for and he only strives for the immediate benefits of dunya. That is al-ajila. Al-ajila means something that is immediate, something that is near to you, something that is close to you. That's al-ajila. You have al-ajila and you have al-akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's one who is only concerned of al-ajila. He only works for al-ajila. He only strives for al-ajila. He only wants everything of this dunya. And that's the only thing that motivates him, that gets him up in the morning, that drives him. And that's all that he thinks about. That's the only thing he's concerned of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَى. Allah says, we give it to him. We give it to him right here. Whatever he's working for, he's working, he's striving. Allah says, whatever he strives for and he works for, in the dunya, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَى. Whatever we want. Whatever we want, and as much as we want to give him, we shall give it to him, liman nurid, and to whomsoever we want. Whether he is a believer or whether he is a disbeliever. Whether he is pious or whether he is impious. Irrespective of who he may be, we will give it. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. But in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we shall assign jahannam to him. Because all he was concerned about was ad-dunya. And then in the akhirah, Allah says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. We shall assign jahannam to him. يَصْلَاهَا, he will enter jahannam, مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, condemned and rejected. That is how he shall enter jahannam. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. And then you have the other person, who wants al-akhirah. أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. He strives for al-akhirah. Allah says, he wants it. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Everyone wants al-akhirah. Meaning, everyone wants Jannah in Akhirah. Everyone wants the good of Akhirah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wanting it is not enough. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. The one who wants al-akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And he strives for it. And he strives for it. Allah says, how does he strive for it? سَعْيَهَا, as it is due for it to be strove for. According to al-akhirah. According to al-akhirah, he strives according to what al-akhirah demands from him. سَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And of course, he is a believer. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, those, indeed, they're striving and the effort that they put into striving for akhirah, all of that will be mashkur. Mashkura, appreciated. Very much appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses his appreciation for it by rewarding you for that. So when you do something in this dunya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it, he gives you something in return in order to express his appreciation. Like we do. When someone does you something, then you present him with something as a certificate of appreciation, or an award of appreciation, or even a gift as an appreciation for whatever he has done for you in the akhirah, that is in the dunya and in the akhirah as well. Allah says, كُلَّا نُمِدْ هَؤُلَاء وَهَؤُلَاء مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this ayah, the next ayah, that Allah does not deprive the one who does effort and who works hard for al-akhirah, for Jannah. Allah does not mean if he is going to work hard for al-akhirah, he's going to be deprived of dunya, and that he won't have anything in this dunya. Allah says, "Kullan numit," we extend the blessings and the bounties of your Rabb, ha'ula wa ha'ulai, to both groups. To those who are only striving and who are only concerned of the temporary pleasures of dunya, and those who are working hard for al-akhirah. And those who are working hard for al-akhirah. So it does not mean we deprive anyone of the two. Allah says, "Kullan numit," both groups, all we shall extend to them. Ha'ula wa ha'ula, those and those. What will we extend to them? Min ata'i rabbik, from the bounties and the blessings of your Rabb. Wa ma kana ata'u rabbika mahdura. Allah says the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not mahdura. They are not mahdura, they are not barred from anyone. Anyone. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, "Inna Allah yu'ti hadha dunya liman yuhib wa liman la yuhib." Allah gives dunya to the one who he loves and to the one who he doesn't love. Dunya means nothing to Allah. To give dunya to somebody means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah can give dunya to one whom he loves and to the one whom he does not love. But the akhirah and deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gives it to those whom he loves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْذُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold back, and the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not barred from anyone. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Allah says, look at how we have given preference to some over others. Look and see in this dunya, Allah says, you will find some have been given preference over others. Some enjoy more than others. Some have more than others. We have given some preference over others. وَلَلْآخِرَةِ. But certainly the akhirah, the year after, أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is greater in degrees to this dunya. Is greater, far greater in degrees to this dunya. So if you are deprived in this dunya, and someone is given more than you in this dunya, then remember that there is akhirah where you can achieve more, and you can attain higher degrees than anyone else, depending on the effort that you have made for al-akhirah. وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that al-akhirah is far higher in merit than this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in this.